Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you got to take action now, and that's what we're doing. You guys out there, if you've got a dream of starting a business of your own, you absolutely have to take action now. We're here to help. We're going to get the questions answered for you. We're going to get you inspired and informed and equipped to have your best shot at making your entrepreneurial dreams come true here on Startup Nation Radio, brought to you today by Walsh College. And we've got Rich Sloan on the line. Rich, you with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. And I've got, as you said, I've got a burning question for
you. I want you to hold it 1 second. Hey, Rich and Dan, do you guys remember we had Josh Linkner on the show last week, and he talked about some of the things he looks for when he invests in a company. Now we've got
he turns down an awful lot of them.
We've got Andrew in studio here from Chalkfly. Andrew, how much money did Detroit Venture Partners invest in you guys?
So Detroit Ventures led a $750,000 AA round in March of this year.
Okay, so they invested. I want to hear how you overcame what I see as a major obstacle. When you listen to Josh talk about what they look for in a company, I got to hear how you made this happen. Let's hear it. Ken Tucker for us, please, our engineer in the studio.
One of the things that I see a lot, unfortunately, are these Me Too type companies. So someone says, oh, I'm going to do just what the competitor is doing, but with a teeny, teeny little twist. And I'll tell you what, the world is too competitive to be a Me Too company. What I always recommend companies and entrepreneurs do is think about how they can create a 10x advantage. In other words, how can your dry cleaner be 10 times better than the one down the street? How can your software company be 10 times better than the competitor?
Can't argue with that. Andrew, you guys are in a Me Too industry segment. How did you get Josh to turn the corner and go with you? There's got to be an angle here. You guys have got to be doing something special. What's the secret sauce? Tell us what you're doing that got Josh's attention and his money.
So one of the things that Josh has always tells me is you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think just because it's a large industry doesn't mean that you can't actually like make a difference and actually make a dent. So it's not about doing everything, but it's about doing something. So for us, it's better customer service, better shipping, better technology, better design, and really, I'd say, better people and that opportunity to do something bigger. So for us, we're saying when we're going to customers, listen, not only can you get everything that you wanted before, but you also can support the community. You can support education. You can support kids. You can do something bigger than yourselves. And obviously, the other players out there are very successful, have been around for a long time. But for us, it's really all about heart and giving and making a difference. And that true commitment, which is in our DNA, really has seeped throughout not only our customers, but throughout our team members in the community. And that really compassion has allowed us to grow very quickly.
Andrew, you said earlier that you were among the top 15 startups in the country to work for. You're nominated as that. What does people really mean to you, and how do people really form the basis for your growth?
Yeah, so it's a great question. I mean, I would say, honestly, people is at the core of what we do. If you had to ask me what's the most important factor in the success of Chalkfly, without a doubt, I would say our people. There's a lot of good people out there. There's not a lot of great people.
And that's
for us,
so true.
It's not just about having sort of, you know, A's, but A+. And I think it's not only about sort of how much are people getting paid, but it's also about like what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're wearing, how you interact with people, communication.
Are you the smartest guy on the team, Andrew?
Absolutely not.
Okay, and I knew it was a leading question. It was a leading question. And as funny as it sounds, I knew you'd say that, because any great entrepreneur who surrounds himself with great people is going to answer the question just that way. And I wanted to demonstrate the point. Surround yourself with the A+, as you said, the best possible people you can.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about working in Detroit is there's so many incredible people. If you get people around you that are smarter, that know more, that have more experience, that's going to be the difference maker. And I think for us, you know, as sort of first-time entrepreneurs, it could be scary to have people around you that have more experience. But for us, it's just the opposite. Let's get these great people. Let's build a stable of all-stars. Let's win the World Series right now. And if you think in that attitude, you really can. You can win a World Series. You can win the Super Bowl. And that's what we're trying to do.
I love it. Rich, you got a burning question. Bring it.
Yeah, I do. I need to start with a comment and say, you know, people aren't always afforded the luxury to end up in business with people that are smarter than them. For example, Jeff, I started doing business with you, and I always...
yeah. Here we go. Can't avoid it. Can't avoid it. It's part of the culture of Startup Nation Radio, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Rich, thanks, man. Nice having you on. Listen, let's...
don't hit that button.
All right.
So, Andrew... You know, a lot of people who are just really, really jazzed about their startup idea, they have to grapple with a simple thing, which is, how am I going to name my business or name my product? And we've had two guests on our show today. One is a startup that has a demonstrative name, Vision Boards. We have you, a startup, on our show today who has a name, Chalkfly. A Chalkfly doesn't necessarily immediately leap to exactly what your business does. How did you choose that name? Is it serving you well? How do you make it meaningful or valuable to your business?
Yeah, it's a great question, Rich. I'll give you two sort of little points on how we came up with the name. So first, I would like to say that like Ryan and I were on a mountain, we had a vision, and Chalkfly just came to us. In reality, that's not true. You know, we were throwing around names for months. We saw something online that was $9.99, and we're like, okay, chalk is, you know, with kids, it's whimsical, it's school supplies, fly is fast, that will work. One of the things that, you know, about our business, about Chalkfly, is we have these core values. So like these sort of central tenets to what we live by. And one of those core values is start now. And start now means let's go with it. Whatever you have, let's just do it. Chalkfly was available. It made sense. It was there. So we went with it. And I think if you say something enough and you really care and you believe in it, then it can be whatever you can be. So we had it there. We went with it. And now we're here.
But no one can deny.
I guess companies and brands like Google and Yahoo are the greatest possible demonstration of
that. But you make an interesting point, though, Rich. You do set yourself up for a higher level challenge, because brands like Google and so on have zillions of dollars behind them to make them into the public lexicon like they are now. You know, Chalkfly, you guys, it is going to cost you more, theoretically, to have a recognized brand, because if I search the words, for example, that I'm looking for, whether it's paper or whatever office products, Chalkfly is not going to come up as something relevant.
Yeah, and so it's not going to maybe come up number one on Google right now if you search for office supplies. I think that's okay, though, right? Because our biggest strength, you know, as I said before, is our team members, but it's also our community, right? It's the teachers. It's people who care about what we're doing. So for us, it's much more valuable to have hundreds or thousands and thousands of teachers saying, hey, let's use Chalkfly because we actually can make a difference in our classroom, opposed to spending, you know, $10,000 and putting it on a billboard. So would more capital be nice? Absolutely. But is that going to be our difference maker? Absolutely not.
Andrew, okay. That's a really good point, too, by the way, because I was on your site this morning and I saw you talked about teachers, how you're giving 5% of all your revenues to teachers, back to teachers who spend so much money of their own out of pocket for office supplies. Tell me how that social conscience, how you started with that in your business, and how has it served you?
Yeah, so teachers spend every year over $700 of their own money on school supplies for their classroom. Fundamentally, I think we just think that is wrong, right? Teachers shouldn't have to spend their own money money on supplies to actually help their kids. So for us, and I think also for businesses, right, and for people in the community, they said, listen, like, we can actually get what we need, but we also can make a difference in our communities. And so that, you know, not just from a branding perspective, but also from sort of a community impact perspective, has been incredible, because we've been able to affect thousands and thousands of teachers. And if we actually grow how we want, we actually think we could sort of solve the problem of teachers having to spend their own money on school supplies and their classrooms.
That's an amazing, I'm glad you brought that out, Dan. That's really something really interesting to focus on. We talk about key moves again. That's
key
absolutely
moves.
Absolutely.
I have to believe that endears you to that space, and that's got to be a growth strategy you, along with the fact that you want to give back.
So I'm curious, in March, you guys got funding of $750,000. Give us some metrics. Where are you today? Did Josh Linkner make the right bet?
I think so. So just a few metrics. You know, this year, you know, it's our first full year in business. We've gone from zero to $2 million in business. We started with 3 full-time employees in January this year. Now there's 15 full-time employees. We're actually going to be one of the fastest growing new e-commerce companies in the country this year. And I really believe we just scratched the surface. You know, as I keep saying, like, if we can go big and do big things, who knows where we can go.
Amazing, amazing. Well, we're breaking it down, guys. We've got some key moves. Dan, I want you to throw in on some. But one for me is, you went into a tired industry. A lot of opportunity there to come in with some better customer service, better personnel, better people orientation.
Well, and first of all, he moved to Detroit. He moved to Detroit. He wanted to be part of the entrepreneurial community here, and he reached out to some amazing resources that we have here, and he talked about the amazing people.
Yeah, Rich, give us a key takeaway, a key move.
Well, I think I would say it's also product mix. That's another thing that Andrew mentioned. But I think this is all about adding an edge in terms of meaning and customer attention and interacting with your community. This is a little bit of a soft side being applied to an old school business niche.
Right on, right on. Great key moves. I hope you guys out there are taking notes and taking note. I'm going to put all this stuff to work for you, too, as you make your dreams come true. I got one more key move for you. Get Josh Linkner to invest in your company. $750,000 doesn't hurt. Get that guy to believe in you, and it brings a world of resources. That's great stuff. We're coming back. Dan, we've got another super startup we're going to introduce after this break. Rich, stick with us. We're coming back. We got one more segment of Startup Nation Radio and a lot more pearls of wisdom to bring your way.